Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get to Mraz. Are you ready to kiss Cleveland's ass?
Did I need to be on hold for that phone call?
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm glad you had to deal with that. Mraz on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You called me up in a huff. Well, we called you. You called me up in a huff last week that we were talking about this. Now, you were CBS Sports Radio. You're on DA's show. You're screaming and yelling, oh, this isn't going to happen. You're saying, Ken, it's not even a topic on WFAN. Ken, it's not even a topic. Don't you understand? It's not even a topic. Nobody cares. And then, was I the one who told you the bad news last night? Was I the bearer of bad news? Because you didn't seem to know.
No, I was actually leaving the gym, and all of a sudden you texted me. You're like, Mraz. I said, well, what are you talking about? And all of a sudden my phone just blew up from there, and that was it, man. I basically had to shut down social media, pack up the bags, and go.
Brown's Twitter can be very unruly and unforgiving. I have found that out the hard way in the
past.
Tell
Pumpkinhead to get a real face on. Enough. Don't need to be hearing that last night.
Now, wait a minute. You still got Fireman Ed over there. He retired. Now, I know you're not a Jets fan, but that guy retired from being a fan. I don't know if you get a pension from that or anything, but it's still in the stadium. Now,
we should have threw him in the Beckham deal.
You gonna apologize to the fans of Cleveland? Are you going to apologize for not believing in this?
I'm sorry, Cleveland, that I had bad information and I doubted you. I'm wrong. And now you just got the best player in football.
The best player in all of football?
You're a good man.
Now, everybody will obviously rate quarterbacks as more valuable. Odell Beckham Jr. is the most talented player in the National Football League, and now he is a Cleveland Brown.
I mean, you guys are about to embark on a Brownsian type of run here in the next couple of years. I'm serious. I hope that it goes well for you.
Hold on, they have Pat Shurmur.
Easy. He likes Pat Shurmur.
Odell Beckham Jr. not reading Pat Shurmur's playbook is part of the reason he's in Cleveland. But this is, I do like Shurmur. But Gettleman, I'm sorry, Gettleman's got to go.
Wait a minute. Now, I brought this up earlier. You're saying it right now. One of the big reasons he got traded is what now?
I was told by people in Atlanta, close to the Giants when I was down there Super Bowl week. Now, they didn't think he was going to get traded, that with the new Microsoft Touch playbooks, teams can see when you log in to read the playbook. And Odell Beckham Jr. did not log in to read the playbook, from what I was told, since week two of the preseason. And when he was confronted about this, he lied and said, no, I've been reading the playbook. What are you talking about? He had no idea they could tell when he logs in and doesn't log out. Odell Beckham Jr. never read the playbook since August. Now, is that reason to trade him? No, because the guy's still a freak and can run any route no matter what. But, yeah, the guy has no interest in learning a system.
Man alive. You got the general manager who traded away Odell Beckham Jr. But I don't want to sit here and revel in your misfortune because you just apologized. You said some very nice things. And you said that the Browns have the best receiver in football.
They have the best player in football.
All-around player. You believe that?
I do believe that. Man, I'm not going to hide away. This is ridiculous. With the fact that the Giants got Julius Peppers, the second third-round pick and 17 overall, is nuts. And can I add one more thing?
It's Julius Peppers.
Whatever. Give me sausage. I don't care.
Whatever Julius kind of Peppers might have been a little bit better.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this. In the weird butterfly effect of things, all the hype, and I don't know if this was even talked about in Cleveland last year, but it was talked about outside of Cleveland. If the Browns had taken Saquon Barkley first and waited on their quarterback fourth, I don't think they have Odell Beckham Jr. today, because I think the Giants still feel like they could have traded. They traded Odell because they have Saquon now as their absolute star on offense. So in a weird way, the Browns not taking Saquon first overall led to them getting Beckham.
Wait a minute. What? What do you mean? They were never going to take Saquon first.
Look, that was obviously a rumor out there that maybe they, or at least a thought that maybe they should, and they could still
Judas
get one of the three quarterbacks
Priest.
Before.
Where did you hear that? You hear him cackling in the background here. Don't say things like that, Mraz. They weren't going to die. I know you could think it's the Browns.
I'm just telling you the thought that was out there. And if you guys want to feel even better, do you know who's replacing Odell Beckham Jr. right now in the Giants starting lineup?
Corey Coleman?
Yep, Corey.
No, no, it's not.
Come on.
Yes, no, it's not.
It is.
Corey Coleman and Sterling Shepard are their top two receivers on the depth chart now.
Well, yeah, you just tell everybody addition by subtraction. Good luck with that.
Oh, my God.
Yes, so the Giants are the Browns. I was wrong. I laughed at Cleveland. Now I'm an idiot. They already took $500 at Jack's Casino from me 2 years ago, and now they're taking my best player.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. No, I'm not, but you don't understand. I got to take the player, but, boy, that sucks to be you, man. Hey, Corey Coleman's got a great shoe collection. You can ask him about that.
He does.
It's great.
I can't wait. The only saving grace is at least I know Odell will ruin Baker Mayfield and you guys will still stink. So that's good.
Okay. You really believe that's true?
Come on. I have to hold on to something.
Did you kick a window? Did you punch a window?
I punched a piece of glass that led to me sleeping on the couch last night. My hand was a little bloody. This is how upset I am.
So wait, Ken shot off fireworks.
The offensive Lawrence Taylor. How else was I supposed to react?
Listen, Kenny shot off fireworks and yet you're the one who did something to his fingers?
Yeah, I pulled an Amari Sotomayor.
That's a shame. I am glad. All right, go ahead and say it on the air.
I'm just glad he didn't pull a Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, well, great. At least, I don't know. Forget it. This team sucks.
Well, yeah, they do. There's nothing else I can tell you.
Come on, you've got Pat Shurmur.
Well, here, you could run it or you could throw it, right?
Oh, God. The team that once had Trent Richardson and Brandon Weeden now has Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. I'll go give myself a swirly in the toilet now.
You want any more of our old crap? You want Peyton Hillis?
We already had Peyton Hillis after you guys had him.
Goodness.
What a joke.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. All right. Mraz, I'll see you in hell.
All right, later, Ken.
All right, goodbye. Oh, my God. Yeah, send him. We got to tell him. We got to send him the pepper sound effects. Do we send that in the trade, too? You can have Where in the World is Jabril Peppers.
Where in the world is Jabril Peppers?
You imagine Greg walking past their office in MetLife Stadium. Hey, you're playing him in the wrong spot. He needs to be over there in the marsh.
We could send him so much stuff. I mean, he's got Shurmur. They've got Peppers. I mean, I just sent him the tapes of the show from 3 years ago.
He'd be back there in the goal line, right with Jimmy Hoffa. Oh, my God. Oh, this is great. What a great day.
This was pretty fun.
What a great...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.